Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. I am so excited to be broadcasting live to you today out of Chicago. I tell you, I'm getting used to being up north. I'm not in Florida anymore. So this has been a huge, huge change and a huge difference for me being here in the north versus being down south. But eventually, I will get acclimated to being up north. So today is Saturday, October the 3rd. We have a special guest that will be on the radio show today, comedian Kay Webb out of Jacksonville, Florida. He will be with us in the studio today, live out of Chicago via Jacksonville, Florida. So we are so excited about that. And also, we have a lot of events coming up here in the Chicago area on Saturday, October the 10th. I will be the speaker at Wayfaring Church of God in Christ on Wentworth here in Chicago, Illinois. Yes, that's October the 10th. I will be the guest speaker at Wayfaring Church of God in Christ Church here in Jacksonville, Florida on Wentworth. For more information, watch my Facebook page. Also, coming up October the 16th, another girls' night out at Applebee's at Four City Mall. Yes, another girls' night out event, October the 15th, Thursday, October the 15th, at the Applebee's. More trains go there. Thank you. At the Applebee's at Four City Mall. So come out and join us. Applebee's, Four City Mall for the Girls Night Out event. And lastly, coming up October the 23rd, 24th, 25th, I will be in Laurel, Maryland. Yes, Laurel, Maryland, celebrating the church anniversary of my covenant sister, Pastor Dr. Patricia McGarman. And after that, I'll be coming back to Chicago, then heading out to Atlanta. Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. You don't want to miss me in Atlanta, Georgia. I will be there for the Women at the Well, first annual women conference in Atlanta, Georgia. So I am just so super excited about all the events that are coming up. I am very excited about all the events that are coming up for Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. I was praying today, and I was thinking about what would the radio show be about today, and God has just been dealing with me about signs, wonders, and miracles. Yes, God has been dealing with me about signs, wonders, and miracles. This is a week for you to expect signs, wonders, and miracles on this week. I am just excited about what God is going to do in your life on this week, Radio Land. I'm telling you, this is the week of signs, of wonders, and miracles. What are you believing God to do, Radio Land? What do you need God to do for you? This is the week for God to move in your life. This is the week for God to show up and show out in your life. I'm just so excited about what God is getting ready to do. One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 43 and 19. Yes, Isaiah 43 and 19 about God is he's getting ready to do a new thing in our lives. We've entered this new month. We're in this new month of October. So be expecting God to show up and show out on your behalf this month. Isaiah 43 and 19, Radio Land, if you have that, go to that scripture, Isaiah 43 and 19. We believe in God to make a way in the wilderness. We're believing God to make a river in the desert. We believe God to do the new thing in our lives. You should be in total expectation, Radio Land. Total expectation for God to move for you this week. If the situation is impossible, okay, good. God loves to show up and show out in impossible situations. God loves to show up and show out in impossible situations. Just when man says it's impossible, God says it is possible. Listen, just when man says it's impossible, that's when God says it's possible. God loves to show up and show out on your behalf. Believe God to move for you, Radio Land. Believe God to do the impossible. Believe God to do what man say can't be done. I need you to activate your faith, Radio Land. Some of your faith meters are very, very, very low. Some of your faith meters are low, but I need you to activate your faith, and I need you to believe God. Whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Abba, shana body orosia. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Do you believe the report of the Lord? We got to choose to believe the report of the Lord. His report says we're healed. His report says we're filled. His report says we have the victory. Listen to me, Radio Land. We have the victory. We have victory in Jesus. Listen to me. We have victory in Jesus, Radio Land. We got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, Radio Land. We got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God wants to move for you. God wants to show up for you. God wants to make a way for you. What are you thinking? Don't believe the report of the enemy. You got to believe the report of the Lord. You got to believe the report of the Lord. We got to believe the report of the Lord, Radio Land. We got to stand on the promises of God. We got to stand on scripture. We got to stand on what God has said. We can't be moved by what we feel. We can't be driven by our emotions. But we got to stand still and choose to believe the report of the Lord. Yes. The report of the Lord. We got to believe the report of the Lord. I know your situation might be bleak. I know it might look like there's no hope, but believe me, those are the opportune situations that God specializes in. He specializes in situations where it seems all hope is gone. He specializes in situations like where you think nothing can be done about it. He specializes in situations where the doctor has given up on you. We got to believe God and know that God has never failed us and God will not begin to fail us. We got to stand still and see the salvation, yes, the salvation of the Lord. So again, as I said earlier, Radio Land, I prophesy to you this week that this will be a week of signs, that this will be a week of miracles, that this will be a week of God doing the unexpected. Just whatever you can set your mind to. This is a week to believe God. We got to believe God. I know some of you have been waiting for a long time. I've been waiting for a long time for God to do some things for me. And it's not things that I want. It's things that I literally need. It is a genuine need where I need God to move for me. But just because it has not happened, I'm not going to lose faith in God. Just because it has not happened, I'm not going to doubt God. I'm still going to trust. I'm still going to believe. I'm still going to be hopeful that God is going to move for me. I'm still going to believe the report of the Lord. You know, that's how the enemy will play on our minds because God haven't done it. He will make us think that God haven't forgot about us. And some of us are in 911 situations. I'm in a 911 situation where I need God to move for me, where I need God to show up and show out, where I need God to be God, where I need Jehovah Jireh, I need my provider, where I need Jehovah Rapha, where I need my healer, where I need him to be El Shaddai, the God of more, where I need him to be Emmanuel, the God that is with me. I need God to move in my
my life. Oh, my son, though. I'm telling you, Radio Land, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. People genuinely need God to move in their life for real. And what do? When you see nothing happening, when you need God to move in your life for real, what do you do, Radio Land? When you need God to move for real in your life, oh, glory to God, what do you do? I'm going to give you a moment to think on that, Radio Land. I have my two ministry assistants on the air. One is going to talk about the girls' night out coming up October 15th at Applebee's in Chicago. Dana is going to talk about the Diamond Conference that's coming up for this weekend. I extended the advance registration fee of $65 to remain in effect until Monday. So if you have not registered for the Diamond Conference, the time is now. Sean, how you doing?
Hi, Prophetess D'Amico. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sean. Can you tell Radio Land about the girls' night out that's coming up?
Yes, we have our second girls' night out. That will be October 15th at Applebee's, and it will be in Forest City. And it's from 7 to 9, and we had a really good time last night fellowshipping. So everyone just come on out. If you need to RSVP, you can inbox myself, Dana, or Prophetess D'Amico. You have the floor, Prophetess.
Sean, can you give them your phone number? I actually want them to call you and RSVP
okay. So
we can have a count ahead of time so I can let Applebee's know how many people are coming, unlike I did last time. So, Sean, can you give your number?
Sure. My phone number is area code 708-600-6993.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sean. And, Sean, we have a guest today, comedian Kay Webb. Can you reach out to him? He's to come on the air. Can you reach out to comedian Kay Webb? Okay, welcome to the call, Dana Duffy in Jacksonville, Florida. I wish I was in Jacksonville, Florida, because I'm cold. What is the weather like in Jacksonville, Florida?
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Welcome, everyone, to the Quinnell Radio Show. The weather in Jacksonville is beautiful. It's a little chilly, but it's a beautiful breeze going on, and it just feels fantastic. I love it. I love it. I wish you was here to experience it, Prophetess.
Wow, really? Rub that in, Dana. Talk about the Diamond Conference. We're going to move on.
Yes, yes, yes. The Diamond Conference, Saturday, November the 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. The speaker would be Prophetess D'Amico Stewart and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGowan of L'Oreal, Maryland. The registration now, since Prophetess has said that she went back to the regular registration fee, which is $65, I'd like to encourage everyone to purchase your tickets at an early advance. Go ahead and get your flights and hotels ready for you. We've already got rooms locked down for everyone. If you go ahead and call the Renaissance Chicago North Shore Hotel, say you want to register for the Diamond Conference, that number for that hotel is area code 847-897-5406. Again, ladies, men, you all are welcome. Hurry up and get your tickets. You do not want to miss this awesome, awesome time in the Lord. Prophetess D'Amico Stewart will be anointing and crowning women with the tiaras. You all know that she's famous for her tiaras. The queen is beautiful in her tiaras, so she wants to give us an opportunity to look as fabulous as she does with our own tiaras. Praise God. So I welcome and encourage each one of y'all to get those tickets. Back to you, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you, Dana. Yes, I will be crowning. Let me make that clear. All women, women only. I will be crowning women only. I got to specify that up here in Chicago, women only. I will be crowning with tiaras. It's so funny. Y'all know I'm a comedian. I was in Iowa, right, canvassing. And the guy there, he had been on my page or whatever. And he was like, I'm not the only queen. I'm like, wait a minute now. I say, it's only one queen up in here. That's me. and he wanted to have the Tiara fashion show model walk. I'm like, I'm not even going there with you. There is only one queen. So I let him have it. So, yeah, so I will only be crowning women at the wow, I'm all discombobulating now. I will only be crowning women at the Diamond Conference in Chicago, Illinois. So, women, don't miss your chance to come get your tiara. Come get crowned with your anointed tiara. It is included in your registration fee. And, again, due to overwhelming response, I extended the advance registration throughout this weekend. So you have until Sunday at midnight to register and get that $65 advance registration rate, because Sunday night at midnight, the registration fee goes up to $85. Don't wait to the last minute and have to pay an additional $20. So go ahead and register now. I've even had people calling wanting to split up their registration fee. Yes, you can split your registration fee. I'm open to that. Call the ministry office, area code 312-912-2036. And earlier I was listing where all the ministry was headed and where we were going. Tomorrow we will be in Beloit, Wisconsin. Yes, tomorrow we will be in Beloit, Wisconsin at Avow Ministries. Apostle Tina Nirvana, yes, I will be there with Apostle Nirvana, my overseer. I'm just expecting a mighty, mighty move of God in Beloit, Wisconsin. So if you are in the Rockford, Illinois area, which is only 30 miles from Beloit, Wisconsin, you do not want to miss this great move of God. The service starts tomorrow at 2 p.m., and I know she's going to get me, but I'm going to go ahead and do a birthday shout out to my sister, Pastor Erica Oskins. Yes, happy birthday, Pastor Erica Oskins from the Cornell Radio Show. She is going to get me when she go back and hear this show and hear me doing a birthday shout out. So while we're waiting on comedian Kay Webb to come on the air, I just want to make another announcement as far as the ministry. We're getting ready to go to the Word Network. Yes, Tamiko Stewart International Ministries is going to the Word Network. Yes, that one, the Word Network. The Cornell TV show will be on the Word Network soon, so stay tuned. I'll keep you updated. Also, the Cornell TV show will be on KNTV right here in Chicago. Yes, we will be on KNTV right here in Chicago. So we got some exciting things that are coming up in the ministry. I'm very excited to be going to Atlanta October the 30th. I'm ready to see my mama. I haven't seen my mama since June, so I'm very excited about going to Atlanta October the 30th. I'll be there all weekend in Atlanta. So at this time, I'm going to welcome comedian Kay Webb. We want him to be a permanent fixture here on the Cornell Radio Show. Comedian Kay Webb, are you with me?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Providence. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm cold.
I'm excited. I am excited, and I'm glad you're going to see Mama and them. Tell them I said hello.
I know, right? I need to see Mama and them.
I need a grits sandwich with some extra hot sauce and a tomato on the side. I'm telling you right now. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. You got the floor, comedian Kay Webb.
Hey, Providence, I got a question for you. What is going on with our deacons in the church?
Oh, no.
Why they so militant? I'm trying to find out why they so militant when they pray. Sound like they auctioning cars for a living. You ever heard them pray? Oh, God, I want to thank you this morning. God, thank you. I'm down here riding on a horse. God, I want to thank you. Like, wait a minute, deacon. If you squeeze my hand any harder, man, you're going to have to fight outside of church. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, deacons off the chain. You know, they wear the official deacon outfit. You know what I'm talking about? That brown suit with the white shirt. With the Ernie Harden with the Mr. T starter kit, them 12 gold chains and that one gold toothpick. I want to know what's going on with these deacons. You know, why are they so militant during the baptismal service? Why do you got to hold your head out of the water so long? You know, why is baptismal water so cold? Why they got fish in the baptismal pool? I thought Jesus said he was coming back to a church without spot or wrinkle. I'm just saying, the deacons need to get it together nowadays. I love the deacons, but good Lord, have mercy. You know, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here with you today. You know, can I do a church announcement, Prophetess? Can I do a church announcement?
Go ahead and do your church announcement. You can do it.
Yes, yes. Yes, this is a church announcement. Dear choir members, Pastor is suspending choir rehearsal and choir worship from now on because of the issue of having Jerry Curl juice on the back of the choir robes. The cleaning bill for Jerry Curls is just outrageous. The church don't have that kind of money to be cleaning the choir robes. So if you have a Jerry Curl, you is formally right now put out the choir until further notice. Yes. You know, we're back to school. We're back to school everywhere. That's a beautiful thing. I got another church announcement. The short ponytail, bald head, and crooked parts ministry will be having a back-to-school hair braiding service at 6 p.m. We're just asking all those that attend to please grease their edges and their baby scalp with Blue Magic before they come. That's all we asking. Yes. You know, that Blue Magic do a lot of stuff right there. You can put it on your elbows, your knees. That Blue Magic is something beautiful. Not too many people remember Blue Magic. They don't know that.
Oh,
they
I grew up with Blue Magic.
Yes, yes. Also, you know, the Hover Around Dance Ministry will be having Hover Around Dance practice in the church vestibule. We're asking, that's right, I said the Hover Around Dance Ministry. We're asking that you charge up your church Hover Around batteries before coming. Last week, Sister Inez got a jump from Brother Tyrone's semi-truck. She accidentally hit the green button while it was charged. Now she on the sickest shutdown to pray her strength in the Lord. I'm just saying you got to be careful at the church around dance ministry. I'm excited. I'm excited because, you know, you can't take everybody to church with you. You know this, right?
Right.
I took my grandmama to church. I took my grandmama to church the other week, and she was really excited. She ain't been in a while. And the pastor said, turn to your Bibles, Numbers 3:16. She going to stand up and go, bingo. I said, see, that's why I'll take you to church now. You don't be embarrassing me when I take you to church, Grandma. You don't do that. You don't do that in the name of Jesus. My grandmama tripped. But I'm excited to be with you. I just got back from New York and everything, and it was a blessing. God opened some doors. Oh, my God. My first time in New York. And God connected me to about 18, 20 different pastors for opportunities to come and minister the comedy in the name of the Lord. So me and baby Jesus, we're going to be going, and we're going to talk about what would little Jesus do. Not big Jesus that hung on the cross. Little Jesus when he was in elementary school. I just need y'all to think about that for a second.
Not sweet, baby, sweet baby Jesus from Talladega Nights.
Yes. No, not that one. This look. This little Ray right now, cousin. Yeah. But I'm so thankful. It has taken me to another place in God. Seeing God open doors, you know, it's just been an amazing trip and a very eye-opening experience. And God has got great things in store for us the rest of the 2015 year. And he's doing so many things. And I'm just like, I'm excited. I'm like, thank you, Lord. You are showing yourself to be awesome, just the way you are. So I'm excited, and I thank you for the opportunity to even come on and share. So I appreciate it greatly.
Amen. We got to get you up to the Shy real soon. We got to get you to Chicago. We got a lot of events going on, and if it don't happen this year, surely for the event I'm doing the first of the year, we will get you up here to Chicago to have you do your set live at one of our events, one of the National Women Empowerment events. I wish you could be here for the Diamond Conference because, hey, men want to come, comedian. Men say they coming with their wives to the Diamond Conference. They want to know about all this shining bright. And who is this person that got their wife asking for these diamonds? So,
tell them. Tell them we're going to have a conflict ministry outside. They can come out there while the wives inside. We're going to have a prayer vigil and catfish fish fry. We're going to be right out there supporting the women as we, you know, we're going to be blessed together. Whatever you need, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I hear that catfish sound good.
We have two fish and 5 loaves of bread. You know, you can bring me up there for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll have a Jesus fix exit meeting. We'll be there. We'll support. That's how you get the brothers in church. You know that. You know that, right? And single brothers, if you're looking for a wife, you know what I'm saying? That, listen, brother, let the Lord use you and guide you. See that? Hey, they got conferences, but you got to be right, too. You know, it's going to be a blessing.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Hey, I'm excited.
So
we're
super excited about that. Comedian, will you come back on the show next week? Can you come back on the Cornell Radio
you
show?
You got me for whatever time you want me to
We're streaming worldwide. You never know who is going to hear Comedian K-Webb on the Cornell Radio show. It is also on demand, so if they don't catch the radio show live, they can listen to you on demand, Comedian. I'm going to give you the link.
Man, we're
going to
join the
listen to you.
Yes, we got joy in the heart. Laughter does good like a medicine. Hey, man, come laugh with us. I'm excited. Yes, Lord.
So before you go, Comedian Webb, every week I'm going to ask you to do a roundup on this political race on these candidates. What you got for
yes,
us this
ma'am.
Week, Comedian?
Now, you see, they done got the brother in trouble. Y'all seen that, right? He didn't spoke
yeah,
out.
Seen it.
Now, he might be... I don't know what's wrong with that brother. And then why? I ain't got nothing against nobody and who they choose. But don't be trying to compare yourself to the current president and the first lady. That's a stellar couple right there. They just have set the standard so high. All the other presidents that's going to have to come in to be in president is going to have to go get plastic surgery. Look what they done done. They're going to have to be beautiful people. I'm just saying, inside and out. You know Donald Trump ain't going to get the election now. His toupee is too limp. Ben Carson, you go to he a neurosurgeon. He need a plastic surgeon. I'm just playing. I don't mean no harm. I got to pull back sometimes. I say stuff, but you know that. Look at Bush. The Bush been got himself in trouble. He know he was hiding that money. What is wrong with these people? You know they're gonna go and tell your business. Bush, you should have put money in the Bush.
They gave Hillary by them emails. They gave Hillary the time.
Now, you know
emails.
Hillary was trying. They was trying to get gefilte fish over there in Jerusalem. Now, they should have not even told Hillary's business like that. Gefilte fish, she didn't even know what gefilte fish was before they. She just was trying to help the people out to have dinner. That's all. She should have called Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker knew what rush hour gefilte fish was. They could have rushed the shipment over there going through that lady's email like that. They is some messy people. They messy.
They messy.
They worse than church people. They're trying to be in your business. Stop it, political people. But, you know, and then Rubio, I don't know what he had in the background. But you know what? We're going to shine in 2016. Hillary, come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on and make it do what it do. You're going to have the first mister. I don't even know what you call it now. Not the first lady, but the first mister. That's what they're going to call?
That's what it's going to be. I'm curious. It's going to be entertaining to see Bill Clinton back in the White House. We got to keep Monica away.
And then she's going to come on television this week. You're staying high. Nobody seen you.
I see how they're doing it. I see what they're doing.
They will drag some stuff out. You know, they're going to go to people's preschool history to find some stuff. Stop it. It's whatever they're doing right now is what matters. That's all I got to say. If they're going to do right, let's do right by the American people. That's all we care about.
That's right. Do right by the American people. We want the nation to return to Clinton days. I tell you, those are prosperous days, especially for us African American folks.
There were
some prosperous times when Bill Clinton was in the White House. Well, thank you so much, Comedian K-Webb, for coming on the Cornell Radio Show. I'm excited and just in anticipation of what you're going to bring to us next week. Bring it to us raw. Bring it to us radical. You will have the floor. There will be no censorship. You will have the floor. So I look forward to you being on the Cornell Radio Show. Please send me a mugshot. I'm sorry. I mean a picture. So I can add so I can add to the plate.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to wait. I'm not sending a mugshot. Lord Jesus, I'm thankful for Jesus.
So I can add to the plate.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's on its way.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Oh, I tell you, I'm just laughing. So I got to get back in the spirit. Lord have mercy. I'm just all out the spirit. But we were having a great time with a comedian, Kay Webb, on the Cornell Radio Show. I'm just so excited about what God is getting ready to do in his life. God is opening great doors for that man. I tell you, because God, I don't move unless God tell me to move. And God told me, keep inviting him back. Keep inviting him back on the show. And we're going to build up listenership where people are going to be listening to listen to comedian Kay Webb. They're going to be listening to the queen, of course. But God told me to share the floor, share the floor. So we're sharing the floor with comedian Kay Webb, and I'm so excited about that. Back to the word, Radio Land, I gave you all Isaiah 43:19, and I hope you've had a chance to look at that scripture. We're in a new month. We're in the month of October. God is doing new things in this month. I just love that scripture about he will make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. I don't know about you, but I've been through some desert situations in the last couple of months where I'm like, Lord, where you at? You don't put me out here. You don't forgot about me. I mean, have you ever just thought about being in the desert? It's hot. It's sand when you walk. Your feet is going down in the sand, and there's no water, no lakes, no rivers in the desert. And a lot of times you can tell when things have really gotten bad, you begin to see a mirage. I know you've seen them talk about seeing a mirage in the desert. That's where you think you see water, and you rush to it, and it's no water. So, you know, I've been there in the desert where I've seen mirages, and I'm like, okay, God, I'm out here dying. Where you at? Help a sister out. And, you know, God is just reminding me that he's with me. He has not forgotten about me. He's with me in the desert. He's with me in the wilderness. Think about the wilderness, people in Radio Land. In the wilderness, there's no clear path. All you see is a bunch of bushes. I remember growing up, we had these things called stickerbras in South Georgia. Well, you mess around and get in some stickerbras, you don't got in some stuff. I have been in some wilderness situations where it feels like I'm in a patch of stickerbras, and I'm like, God, where are you? I'm out here in the wilderness. I'm either going to keep getting bit by bugs, I'm going to keep stepping in stickerbras, or I'm going to get ate by a bear. Because, you know, in the wilderness, you got all these wild animals that are loose in the wilderness, and you got to be looking in a 360-degree angle, watching your own back, making sure that no animal is coming up on you. And I'm like, God, truly, you're not going to leave me out here in the wilderness to be ate by a bear? I mean, come on, people, get real. You know you've been in situations like that where you said, God, I need you. God, I'm in a situation. I'm in environments. I'm in elements that are not comfortable, God. So, God, if you, God, I need you to show up in my situation. God, I invite you in my situation. God, I need you to move. I don't need you to move in the future, but I'm like Smokey Northfield. I need you now, God. I need you now. Have you ever been in a situation where you need God now? Oh, my Shanta, God is the God of now. He's the God that will come through for us. He's the God that will sing over us. He is the God that will do a new thing in our lives. So you just be encouraged today. Out there in Radio Land, you be encouraged today and know that God has not forgotten about you. Know that you are on the mind of Christ. God has not forgotten about you. So it's time for me to do the Periscope. So I got to get off the air and get ready to do this Periscope video. For those of you that are listening to me in Radio Land, if you are not following me on Periscope, follow me at Prophetess Tamiko Stewart on Periscope. I'm going to have Dana come back briefly and do the announcement on the Diamond Conference, and I need Sean to do a quick announcement again about the girls' night out. Dana, you have the floor.
Thank you, Prophetess, for yielding the floor. Yes, the Diamond Conference, Saturday, November 14th, 2015 in Chicago, Illinois. Your speaker will be Prophetess Tamiko Stewart and Dr. Patricia McGowan. The registration fee, again, is $65. Call now to register for the conference. Do not miss it. You can book your rooms already set and blocked at the Renaissance Chicago North Shore Hotel. That number, again, is 847-897-5406. Thank you. Back to you, Prophetess.
Thank you so much. And I have Diamond Conference T-shirts on sale this weekend. Go to my Facebook. Order a T-shirt. Help us to stop. Help us to stop. We're doing a fundraiser for this. We just started it last month, and we're continuing our fundraiser throughout October. Buy a Diamond Conference T-shirt. If you're a man, buy one for your wife, your mama, your sister, your cousin. Get a Diamond Conference T-shirt. Thank you. Sean, you have the floor.
Thank you for yielding the floor, Prophetess Tomiko. Yes, come out with us this October 15th, Thursday, for Girls Night Out at Applebee's in Forest City. It will be from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. You can be saved, unsaved, and we just ask for everyone to come out and fellowship with us. For further details and to RSVP, you can contact myself at area code 708-600-6993. Back to you, Prophetess.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, I am so excited about this second Girls Night Out. Come share a meal with me. Come out to Applebee's. Let's laugh. Let's fellowship. Let's live. We don't have to be a member of the same church. You don't even have to be saved. I just want any lady that's in the area, come out to the Girls Night Out event at Applebee's at Ford City Mall. And we need you out there in Radio Land to partner with our show. We need you to partner with the Cornell Radio Show. For information on becoming a partner or sponsoring a show or advertising your business on the Cornell Radio Show, give me a call. Today's show was sponsored by Stewart Communications. Yes, Stewart Communications in Chicago, Illinois. They are the publishers of the Tomiko Magazine. If you need any web design or graphic design or flyers for your ministry, give me a call at 312-912-2036. That's 312-912-2036. Stewart Communications, taking your vision to the next level. Thank you all for tuning in to the Cornell Radio Show. I hope you have a blessed Saturday. And until next week, remember that quitting is not an option. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.